Hello, this is Greg Strickland from Louisa Christian Church, and welcome to Real Faith Today. On behalf of our congregation, we hope that you are inspired by our music team and encouraged and challenged by today's message from our pastor, Vincent Klug.
Philippians chapter 4, we continue in our series on the book of Philippians. I invite you to turn there. 10 through 13. Today we're going to look at chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. Paul wrote, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content. Whatever the circumstances, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. God's word for God's people. One thing we're finding through what we're going through and well, the history we're living through right now is that, and this is true all the time, I think it's just more evident and conspicuous right now, that just living takes energy. This virus, just the existence of it, the fact that it's, we guess it's coming back, and it's hitting a little harder, just knowing that can drain our energy, and does. And yet, life must go on. We still have to pay our bills. We still have to complete our tasks. We still have to take a situation like a company makes a mistake with our records. We still have to call in and try to get to the bottom of it and fix it. We still have to, you know, deal with the relationships that we have at work or in our home, whether it's something as small as someone who leaves a light on in the other room. And we have to go turn it off because we don't want to say anything. Glad Dana's not here right now. She'd be saying amen. Life must go on. We must keep with our obligations. We still worry about those that need to be worried about. Maybe that's okay. Maybe we worry about them because, well, they deserve it. They need to be worried about right now. And that worry hopefully leads us to prayer. That's where it matters. We still must go on. Our checkup at the doctor maybe didn't turn out as what we hoped it would be. Or maybe someone else's checkup that we know, or maybe an auto accident, or some crisis has happened. We have to deal with that pain or that sadness, that empathy we have for them, or that loss. Life must still go on. And so our energy slowly but surely diminishes in a fallen world, reminding us that we were made for someplace else. Yeah, it's more obvious now than it usually is, but it's always been there. It's always been zapping our energy. We're just feeling it more now. We are never done, are we?
No.
Right? Someone listening. We are never done. If you think you're done, have you checked your email today? I think I will die with emails in my inbox. We're never done. And to make things worse, all of this, the fact that we're never done, can make us feel like a failure. Like, what's wrong with us? Or the fact that we're going through a hard time, or we know someone going through a hard time, it's affecting us. Boy, we're not going to put that sad face on Facebook, are we? We start feeling like a failure, like, well, our life isn't blessed. Maybe I don't have it together, that's why I'm so exhausted. Maybe I'm sad, and I don't feel that's okay, so I get down on myself, which makes things even worse. It just adds more onto us. Today, we are going to learn where strength comes from. By the grace of God, go I. Lord, help me. We're going to learn how to have a supernatural strength, a strength that was with Paul, where he could say, to live is Christ, which is a life of sacrifice. To die is gain. Bring it. Is that all you got? He had joy. Throughout this letter, the theme, I have joy, I have joy. I'm in jail. I'm in prison. I have joy. Other Christians in town are bad-mouthing me. At least they're praying the gospel more. So I have joy. The gospel goes on. I have joy. That can be ours. Recently, my riding lawnmower, our riding lawnmower, had a flat tire. So, my neighbor mentioned to me, you know, the thing to do would be to put an inner tube in it, so you don't, because they don't have inner tubes, right? They just hold the pressure. Drove it up on ramps, put it up on a jack. Me and about 7 screwdrivers got that tire half off, right? So I can stick the inner tube in there. So that was a job already. Have you been there? Have you done this? It is difficult, okay? So, trying to get that tire back on. Now I'm up to about 12 screwdrivers and a knee and all different types of tools trying to get that tire back on. I must have spent an hour. I'm out there sweating in this heat and trying to get that tire back on. I'm like, you know, that young guy next to me, he's always willing to help me. And he does pretty hard labor for a living. He's pretty strong, you know, he's a young guy. So I took the tire over there and him and I are working on it. And he's using this large tire tool to pull that tire back on. And we're stretching it and stretching it, and it wouldn't go on. Even with all his strength. So there, my lawnmower sat up on the ramps, content. While the grass was growing under my feet, there it sat. It was happy. It was happy sitting there. It rained. It didn't seem to care. It just sat there, up on the ramps. While the grass is growing underneath my feet, the lawnmower just sitting there. Well, I finally took the tire to my favorite tire shop and found out that the tire didn't go on because it's too old. It's dry rot. It can't be stretched. So I had to get a new tire. You know what? No matter how strong we are, no matter how many resources we can gather, no matter how many screwdrivers we can apply to our life, no matter how many friends we can pull in and how strong they are, even a therapist, even medication, and I'm for all that in the right, you know, in a healthy way. It's still not going to work. You're still not going to have the strength to do what God's called. We're still not going to have the strength to do what God's called us to do without the supernatural strength that comes from God. There's a supernatural strength. It doesn't come from our own effort. We can't count on anyone else. We don't get it from other people. We don't get it from a self-help book. We don't even get it from sermons. We get it from verse 13, which we're going to get to at the end, right? Don't look. I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about what that means. So Paul, what we're seeing in this text is that a Christian strength is a supernatural strength. It's a supernatural strength. Verses 10 and 11, Paul wrote, I would say 10b. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. That word content is in every translation I looked at, which is about 10 of them. On a computer, it's not that hard. Except one. In the Greek, that word literally is from two Greek words. This is important. Self is the first word. Sufficient is the second word. Paul wrote, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be self-sufficient. Why didn't the translators put that down? We don't like that. We think people are already too self-sufficient. But if you look at the context, you don't have to change a word. If you look at the context, you can see Paul saying, I'm self-sufficient. Of you, Philippians. Thank you for sending the money. That's what he's talking about, is money. Thank you. But I don't need it. I will still go on. Grass won't grow underneath my feet, even in prison. I'm self-sufficient in the Lord. We're not other-focused. That's an important thing, I think, because our tendency is to count on other people when we're down. Our tendency is to count on our spouses, or a kid, or a close friend. And those people play a role, but they're not the ultimate source. Paul's saying here, there's a supernatural strength that's yours. Paul isn't relaxing in prison. He's not up with his feet up. For me, the word content has to do with relaxing outside with my feet up, having an iced tea. If someone says to Dana, how's your husband? She'll say, oh, he's content right now, he just ate. Or he's content right now, he's taking a nap. We're not to live our lives up on the ramp with a tire off because we're exhausted all the time. There's a strength for you. There's a strength for me. That word strength actually is equally translated power. There's a power from Christ for us. Paul isn't saying he's self-sufficient in himself. He's saying I'm self-sufficient because I have Christ in me. The hope of glory. Point B. This supernatural power must be learned. Paul says it's a secret, which all that means, it's not this thing you have to go looking for deep in the Bible. It's somewhere in here. All it means is it's not obvious. Okay? It's actually not what we would think. Our strength doesn't come from where we think it is. Paul says it's a secret. And then he says, I learned it. I learned it. The word disciple means learner. Paul's an apostle. He's sent by Jesus Christ with the message. He had special revelations. He was lifted to heaven with an experience he can't even talk about. His conversion, Jesus met him on the road and knocked him on the ground and he went blind. I mean, this man was a super spiritual man. And he said, I had to learn this. Don't you think you do too? The question is, how bad do we want it? It's ours because God's not limited. You could be a Christian, a good Christian person, a spiritual person, and have a flat tire, exhausted, out of energy, stressed out. It still can happen to us. It happens to me. We need to focus. We need to find out what Paul learned. This power isn't automatic. You can be a Christian and be emotionally falling apart. You can. The world sooner or later is going to drain you down. Your tire's going to give. It's going to pop. And you can use all the strength that you want and that baby won't go back on. We need strength from somewhere else. Do you believe Jesus is the one? That's the question today. Is he who he said he is? Because if he is, then you know where to get your strength. If he's God, you better listen. So where did Paul get his strength? Well, we can see it throughout the whole letter. Paul wrote, all of my own effort stuff, I count loss. It's garbage. I rely on Christ. Right? To live as Christ dies again. It's throughout the whole book. But he says it really clearly in the book he wrote to the Corinthians, the second letter, verse 12, or chapter 10, verse, chapter 12, verse 10. Here we go. Lord, open our hearts to receive this and understand. He wrote, this is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It's a secret. 1 Corinthians, he wrote that if the rulers of this world understood it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord. Lord, it's a secret because it's the opposite of what we think. We think we better get someone strong. We think we better get more screwdrivers, read more self-help books. And all those things are good, and they have their place. They're part of the solution. They're not the solution. The solution is Jesus. Christian strength doesn't happen by being passive or prone to naps. We don't let the grass grow under our feet. We are praying. We are living the gospel. We are sharing the gospel. We are concerned for people. We have energy to love on people who don't love on us. Where do we get all this? This is ours. Do you want it? We have a supernatural power. Whether it be a pandemic, civil unrest, sickness, or loss, we will not be undone. We have a supernatural strength. It's ours. Isaiah prophesied of this day. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Your handout has a section of this, but I'd like to read the extra verses. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. He gives power to the faint. Anybody faint? He gives power to the faint and to him who has no might. He increases strength. Who does he increase strength for? To him who has no might. Even youths shall faint and be weary. Yeah, that strong guy. Him too. And young men shall fall exhausted. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This prophecy has been fulfilled. Can I hear an hallelujah? Praise the Lord. This strength is yours. It happened at the cross. Jesus became weak so that you could be strong. He took your sins so you could be righteous. He experienced death so you could have life. And he experienced life again so that you could have life eternally. You have been given everything. Paul wrote, all things are yours. The strength is yours. Do you want it? Now that's what 1 Corinthians 4:13 really means. I can do all things. I can get through all things. That Greek word is prevail. I can prevail. Doesn't mean you can win a race. Doesn't mean you can beat someone up. Doesn't mean you can pass your test. You got to study. It means you can get through anything. You can prevail through him who gives you strength. Philippians 4, 13. It's time to respond. Will you respond today? Tell God you want his strength. Tell God that, yeah, you want to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, but you know it's him who works in and through you. It's grace. So that no one can boast. No room for pride. It's all Jesus. Let's sing together, God of grace and God of glory. Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to come before you. What a privilege we have. We don't dare come before you because of anything we've done to make ourselves righteous or spiritual or religious. We come before you entirely based on Jesus dying for our sins on that cross at Calvary. And we give you thanks for that life that you gave. You didn't just send us a message from above. You came down yourself and entered into our world, our suffering, our pain, and surrendered yourself. You showed us the power of weakness as you surrendered to death, even death on the cross, knowing that in 3 days you would rise again, and therein lies our hope. We ask that your presence would fill us this morning, the power of your Holy Spirit would come upon us, that we would learn what it means to yield to your Spirit, that we would learn what it means to transform our minds by the power of your Word. Oh Lord, send a revival in our hearts, send a revival in our church, in our community, in our land. Use this virus, use the unrest, use the things, Lord, that you always use, difficult times. In our lives, help us to respond not with bitterness or being overly anxious. Help us to respond by drawing closer to you. Lord, we pray for our listeners this morning, whether they're on the radio or through the video. We ask your blessing upon them and their families, that you would use this message in our lives and in theirs as well. Us all draw closer to you, O Lord. We lift up those prayer concerns found in our bulletins. You know each person and each need. Pray your blessing upon them, your comfort for them, your presence through their difficulties. Pray for the unspoken needs in this room. Lord, help us to draw closer to you through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
On behalf of Louisa Christian Church, we hope that joining in on our worship service inspired you and brought you closer to God. We thank our sponsors for today's broadcast, and we thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. Special thanks to Butch and Sharon Duke, Derek and Sarah Waller, Catherine Neese, Mike Clevenger, and Dana Clue for inspiring us through their music. If you would like to find out more about Louisa Christian Church, or attend one of our worship services, or even sign up to receive our newsletter, please visit our website at louisachristianchurch.org. That's louisachristianchurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.